For my edition of Farmer Friday, I have Ashley Winkie. She's with Pleasant Grove Homestead. And, of course, Ashley grows a lot of products all by themselves there on their acreage along with her husband. Ashley, thanks for being with me today.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Farmer Friday on KIIC is brought to you by Legends Farm and Lawn, your one-stop shop for outdoor power equipment on Highway 5 South in Centerville. Tell us a little bit about how the farmer's market went during the summertime. It's been a while since we chatted.
Yeah, we ended the season with a bang per se. Sometimes, well, most of the farmer's market ends like the second week of October, and sometimes those late months are a bit unpredictable in terms of, you know, are customers going to show up at farmer's market because everybody is like in their back to school routine and going to football games on Saturday and what have you. So we were surprised that we had so much turnout for the market at the end of the year as far as outdoor farmer's market goes. And then actually a lot of our channels, we sell through some cooperatives, which is like a farmer's market, but people can shop online. So we don't have so much trouble about weather being perfect or a busy Saturday in those types of sales channels. So that will carry us through the rest of the year until April when the farmer's markets get back outdoors.
So talk a little bit about those products that you sell during those late calendar months on the farmer market scene. What's your most popular item that you're selling during this time?
So we have four high tunnels, which if you've listened to my Farmer Friday before, a high tunnel is like a greenhouse, but we're growing in the soil. And we have four of those, and they're 30 feet wide by about 100 foot long. And those are full of fresh greens, so salad mix, spinach, heads of salad. This year we have one with a lot of green onions and herbs in it because we thought that would be fun to try. So cilantro, rosemary, dill, green onions. And then we actually still have some tomatoes coming out of one of the tunnels. We just took the plants out, so now we've got just the last bit of the red tomatoes to sell. So we made it all the way to December with tomatoes for sale. So that was pretty exciting. So all of those are very popular items. And the other thing that we have that's popular are potatoes. So some of those crops you don't think of, but they are considered a storage crop. So they're going to keep for a really long time. So we have this cooler that we run a bit warmer, and it's full of potatoes, onions, garlic, all of those are really valuable to sell in the wintertime and delicious and local. So those are exciting products for people to get a hold of, too.
That they are. Now, talk about those potatoes. Once you harvest them, do you brush off the soil? Do you leave the soil on? How do you go about getting them prepared for that storage?
Yeah, so we actually leave them. It kind of got interesting this year because it was very muddy when we needed to harvest potatoes. But we do not wash them until, like, every Monday, we will wash and bag a whole bunch of potatoes that are about for the next 2 weeks. So they do store longer if they're dirty and if they're kept in a dark space. And so that's our current method is, you know, we sell, let's say, 400 pounds of potatoes a week. So we'll wash and bag up everything that we think we need at one time. Right now, we have this nice, big, beautiful pack shed that we use to pack all of our vegetables in. There's not really a quick way to wash potatoes, so you're still like doing it under the sink by hand, scrubbing them. We're hoping soon we have a bit of a faster way to do that, but currently that's the system. And we kind of know, you know, how many online markets are running this week and how many average pounds of potatoes go through. That way we can kind of do it in bulk, but it's still a bit of a time process. Potatoes come out of the ground very dirty, and that's something I think people don't realize, that most of our time is spent not really out in the field planting or weeding. It's spent like washing it and making it presentable to sell.
Right. And speaking of making it presentable, are you looking at 5-pound bags, 10-pound bags? What do you sell them in?
In Our most common, when we're thinking of those cooperative channels where it's direct to consumer, we do a 2-pound bag. We found that works well because everything that's going through an online market, it's got to be in a bag. It can't just be loose like at the grocery store where you can grab your potatoes by the pound and grab what you want. So we've got to have them in some kind of bag. We found most people think 5 pounds is too much, so 2 pounds sells well. And then we also have a couple of wholesale channels like there's some grant money through the schools where they can buy local produce. So we do some 10-pound bags and some 25-pound bags for those school-type wholesale sales.
Oh, yeah.
So mix of it all. But, yeah, we found people don't really buy, like I thought people would just buy a 10-pound bag of potatoes, but they don't want that many. Maybe it's their family size is not 6 like mine, so they don't eat as many potatoes.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, so talk about the tillage now. I mean, you've got these high tunnels. Do you have what type of machinery, I guess? Are we talking tillers, small tractors? What's going on there?
Yeah, we've got a small John Deere tractor, like a orchard tractor. And then my husband has a project, but he has a big Belaris project tractor that we hope to use outdoors. Whenever it's running. But we use mostly this small orchard tractor. However, because those high tunnels, like on the edge walls, they're probably only 4 feet before you're going to hit plastic on the outside row.
Right.
And we want to make the most use out of that space. So usually all of the work in the high tunnels is done by hand with a hoe. We do have like a little walk behind tiller like most people have in their home garden, like a self-propelled, I don't know, it's probably 12 inches wide or something. But we just usually apply a deep layer of compost and plant right into that compost. That high tunnel space is super valuable. So we tried to have our tomatoes growing as long as we possibly could and then applied some compost and then planted our spinach and kale at the base of the tomato plant. And then, like, this week, for example, when it got too cold for the tomatoes, we just manually cut all the tomato plants out, and now we have beds full of kale underneath those tomato plants. So we try to always keep it full like that. So then in, like, first week of March, we can plant tomatoes because we get about 6 weeks earlier on either side of the growing season that we can produce. So in about first week of March, we'll plant tomato plants right into the center of that kale or spinach or whatever that crop is in that particular tunnel, so that we're always making use of that space. So we actually don't have to till it very much because we keep it pretty sterile and we weed it by hand.
Farmer Friday on KIIC is brought to you by Legends Farm and Lawn, your one-stop shop for outdoor power equipment on Highway 5 South in Centerville. I'm talking with Ashley Winkie. She's with Pleasant Grove Homestead. Ashley, what about the egg front and the wholesale chicken front? How's things going that way?
Yeah, pretty good. We do not raise any meat birds during these months. We usually finish our last batch. We try to get to the processor in October for the last time because in November, you can imagine, the poultry processors have a lot of turkeys booked.
Right.
So we try to stay out of the way of bothering the processor with chickens when he needs to be busy doing turkeys. So October, we sent our last batch, and we try to have that batch be, well, it's about 400 birds, so that carries us through being able to sell it frozen chicken all winter. And then still moving a lot of eggs. Again, the schools have that grant opportunity to be able to buy from local farmers. The food pantries also have that same kind of pool of money.
That's right.
And so our local food pantries have been buying, we move about 200 dozen eggs a week just through those food pantry channels. So that's been really great opportunity for some Powysheet County food pantries to have a healthy protein.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you know, you think about those food pantries, they provide such a vital service for people who are in need, and it's a great opportunity to get something fresh, and they know where it comes from.
Yeah, Yeah, and the proteins seem to be really hard to come by these days. Like, the food pantries have this hub, per se, that they can order stuff from Target or Walmart or whatever that has been donated. But lately, there's been no protein options. And so being able to buy eggs or even beef or pork or chicken that's local is super critical for those food pantries, because those clients may not have a good protein source otherwise.
Great information, for sure. As always, give us some information on how to get a hold of you, whether it's the phone or whether it's the internet. Talk about that.
Yeah, so our website's got, that's probably the easiest to remember because it's just pleasantgrovehomestead.com. We've got an easy contact us button where you can find my phone number or my email, whatever way works best for you. If you find us on social media like Instagram or Facebook, you can reach out there as well. Good old phone call, 641-780-4695 works just as well.
I've been talking with Ashley Winky for my edition of Farmer Friday with Pleasant Grove Homestead in Mahaska County. Ashley, thanks for being with me here on KIIC. And to our listeners, you can go www.kiicradio.com, select that Listen Live tab at the top, and on the right side, you'll be able to see this podcast of Farmer Friday, and click it to listen to it all over again. Ashley, thanks again.
Yeah.
Farmer Friday on KIIC is brought to you by Legends Farm and Lawn, your one-stop shop for outdoor power equipment on Highway 5 South in Centerville.